We're doing brachos. We're up to Lamed Aleph on Mideis. Vatan Chana Vatomer Lo Adoni. Chana raised her voice and said, "You aren't my master." What does that mean? No, my master. Amarulu Vitem Rabbi Yosef Bchanin Amrale. What she said to him was, "Lo Adon Atav Devar Ze. You didn't master this thing. Velo Racha Kodesh Ora Alecha. Nor do you have the Holy Spirit with you. God's not with you in this one. Shatach Oshani B'Devar Ze. You suspect that I walked into your drunk." You're way off. You didn't get this one right. Others say what she told him was as follows. God's obviously not with you, mister. I understand you're the high priest, but why did you judge me unfavorably? You should have judged me favorably. Don't you know I'm an embittered woman? I am merited to have children all these years. I didn't drink any wine. Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas says, here we learn that one who is suspected of doing something when he in fact has not done it, he has to come clean. He has to tell him, "I didn't do that." You see that she bothered to answer him. She could have just walked on. She didn't. He claimed, "Why'd you walk in here drunk?" She could have just stumbled out. She didn't. She turned around and said, "Sorry, buddy, I'm not drunk. You're off." Then she tells him, "Don't consider me like a person who's without the yoke of heaven." You see, she considered praying while drunk like idol worship. She says, "Don't consider me like one who's without the yoke of heaven." Here it says, she says, "Don't consider me as a bat b'lial." When we have the din of Mesis and Mediach, people who try to convince other people to be pagans, they are called b'nei b'lial. So we see b'lial, the idea of not having the yoke of heaven, is the idea of mala alan avodah zarah. Just like over there it's talking about idol worship, afkan avodah zarah, so too here. If Eli was right and she would have been praying while being drunk, that's like idol worship. That's such a chutzpah. If you really believed in God, you wouldn't stand there drunk davening. Eli raised his voice and said to her, "Go to peace." Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas taught, from here we see that if someone suspects his friend of something and really that person is clean, he didn't do that, that you have to appease him. You suspected of him something, you have to take the time to make him feel better. And that's not enough. You have to bless him beyond that. That's what happens here. Eli tells her, "May the God of Israel grant your request. You asked for a child, may you receive that child." She took a vow and said, "Hashem, who controls all the armies." Rabbi Elazar said, "From the day God created the world, no one called him Hashem who created all the armies. Until Chana came along, she called him Hashem Tzvakot." Amra Chana lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chana said before the Holy One, blessed be He. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, mikol tzvei tzvot shebarata b'olamcha kasheh b'einecha shetiten li ben echad. You created all these armies. It's difficult for you to give me one child. Mashal leman davar domeh. What's this similar to? Lemelech basav adam shasa suda l'avadav. A king made a great feast for his servants. Ba'ani echad v'amad al ha-petach. A pauper came, stood by the door. Amar lehem, he said, "Nuli prusa achat. Give me a slice of bread." Lo ishkichu alav. No one took heed. Dachak v'nechnas etzel ha-melech. So he pushed his way to the front, came before the king. Amar lo and said to him, "Adoni ha-melech. My master, the king, mikol suda shasita, you made such a lavish meal. Kasheh b'enecha liteni prusa achat. Can't you give me one slice of bread?" So by the same token, Chana said, "God, you created all the galaxies, all the universes. So many things you created in the world. You can't give me one child?" You see, she got her child.